Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We interrupt our Shador Sanders coverage to bring you LeBron James coverage. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. But seriously, big night tonight for the LA Lakers because they're facing elimination. We'll get to everything that happened yesterday. We've got more draft fallout for you, new clip surfacing of Shador workouts and stuff like that, and more Belichick stuff for you too. But Pearl, I mean, this is a terrible spot for the Lakers to be in. They're down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's got all the momentum. They're at home. And to be honest, I've been the big LeBron defender when it comes to you and me and GOAT talk, and you're a Jordan person and I'm more of a LeBron person. Yeah. But here's the situation, and even I can understand this as someone who's a LeBron Kool-Aid drinker. Another first-round exit, particularly this season, when Luka Doncic falls in your lap from the sky, would be a massive disappointment. And I'm not saying it's legacy altering, but it certainly goes on the resume in a big way.
Do you think in 10 years, anybody's going to remember, if they lose to the T-Wolves in this series, anyone will remember?
Absolutely. We're talking, you want to know
why? I'll get out of here.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because 2025 or 2024-2025 season, whatever we're going to call this one, this year is going to be remembered for the rest of our natural lives as sports fans. Because the Luka Doncic trade is a mile marker in the history of the NBA. That's not hyperbole. It's that big.
Sounds a little bit like hyperbole.
It's not. We do great debate every Wednesday. We have another one coming for you at 8 o'clock Eastern hour. It's a doozy, too. I love this one. But here's the situation. It will always be remembered, even more than whoever wins the championship this year. This is going to be remembered as the year when Luka Doncic was traded from Dallas to L.A. And it's like, wow. The one of the biggest superstars in the league was traded. Then what happened? Well, then they farted out in the first round. Yeah, Anthony Edwards. That's going to be that's tough for LeBron. And you know how much I love that dude.
Well, there's a couple things here. Do you really think I mean, Luke is great, but is nobody, in my opinion, when that trade happened, said, oh, Luke is so good that he's going to carry the Lakers to a title this year. He's not.
They just went to the
he's
finals.
He's not Michael Jordan. He's not rookie.
He carried a team to the finals literally last year.
Because the matchups just happened to fall right last year. I mean, come on. Do you really think
the
that?
Matchups. He beat this Timberwolves team.
Ask Nico Harrison how close they were to a title. That team.
Well, you want to take up for Nico Harrison. Have fun
honestly,
on that island.
I think we forget the LeBron disagreement. I think we totally see Luka there. Luka's a very, very, he's a great player. He's not the kind of player who is instantly going to make you a championship team. Like Shaq going to the Lakers. It's nothing. It's not at all like that. Do you think he's like that kind of player?
If he hadn't just made it to the finals.
I know. Well, come on.
Then I would have said it. But I just watch it. And you can say matchups. Pearl, they're 7-game series. It's not the NCAA tournament. You don't go on a Cinderella-type run. The team that wins is the team that's supposed to win when it comes to the NBA more than any postseason.
Exactly the opposite of what happens in the NBA playoffs. You're telling me it doesn't matter which teams match up with which teams. Like the, you know,
how many eight seeds have won an NBA title? Like that, the NBA is more chalky than anything when it comes to the playoffs because it's not hockey. There's mm-hmm. not that kind of unpredictability. It's not baseball where there's unpredictability. It's seven games where the best players prevail.
Yeah, I think 99 times out of 100. So much parity in the West that it is, in my opinion, especially now, it's 100% matchup dependent. Like, you get the wrong team. Obviously, the Nuggets match up way better with certain teams, particularly the Lakers, than other teams. So anyway, regardless of that, that's my point. Luka is not so great. It's, again, I'll compare him to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar going to the Lakers, Shaq going to the Lakers or the Heat, Michael Jordan in Chicago. He's not going to carry a team. So it's a good team with LeBron, but I don't think anybody after this landmark trade thought, okay, they're going to win immediately. This was a good trade because it gives them 10 years of sustained success, not because it made any difference, any huge, huge difference this year. Yeah, it got them into the mix, but they certainly weren't top three in odds. Maybe they were.
Yeah,
but
they're a three seed. They're a three seed.
Like, in the West. Yes. I know, but did you? You
the
never,
East is nothing. It's like, take we the
both
East
made
away.
We both made predictions here, and neither of us had the Lakers in the finals.
And listen,
it's tough because LeBron's 40. That's my point. That's LeBron is 40, and Luka's good, but he's not an all-encompassing superstar who's going to put a team on his back every year and take him to the finals.
Listen, we're sitting here. It's April. We're not. I'm not talking about the finals. I'm talking about a first-round exit here. I'm not talking about winning the title should absolutely have been the goal, by the way. But that's aside. I'm talking about here you're on the brink of elimination and you're in the first round. And like, this is a Monday morning quarterback thing to go back now and say, well, what did we really expect from Luka? Come on. This is as motivated as Luka will probably ever be in his life or should be, considering the team that just traded him and said, no, thank you. You just lost like $100 million because you can't sign the Supermax anymore. All this stuff, whatever your motivation is, whether it's pride, whether it's money, whether it's whatever, it's all going to come together for a potentially either a first round exit or maybe one of the great comebacks of all time, 3-1, but I don't know anyone in the world who thinks that's going to happen. And I think it does stick with LeBron. It's going to stick with both of them. Because you're right, is Luka trade about the future? Of course it is. He's 26 years old. But the Lakers have always tried to maximize every moment of LeBron. I do think that.
I don't think so at all. Because they have not built a good team around him.
Well, 2 years ago, they were in the Western Conference Finals. So
again, very, very thin trip to the Western Conference Finals. And we all know it. Okay. Come on. Yeah, that team might have been in the Western Conference Finals, but they were hardly on the brink of a title. You can't look at this roster and say they've been building a champion around LeBron. But my point about that is, like, LeBron's 40. He needs so much help. So you're going to give him all this credit if he got all these superstars in there, and they haven't even given him the help. How many players did they play in the last game in the second half?
Oh, it was atrocious.
Their roster stinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, is it stinks, but you also have two of the best guys, including one of maybe the top three players in the league.
Top heavy.
Okay, well, you know what? It is still a stars league. And the same thing we watched last night with the Denver Nuggets. And how did that end up happening? Why? Who was the best player on the court? Jokic was. And what happened? Jamal Murray stepped up. And that's how they won a title. Stars still do it. We don't have Detroit Pistons of 04 anymore. Like, well, that's not happening.
Why are the Nuggets no longer, you know, what happened to the Nuggets, though? They lost all their depth because of the salary cap, and they didn't want to get into the second or third apron. I don't even know.
Yeah,
and
the
now
20th
they're not
apron.
Now they're not a contender anymore because for that exact reason. I think the lesson is you need eight guys or at least seven guys. You can't have five guys and win. I mean, you saw what the Lakers looked like at the end of that game. It was an impossible four. JJ Redick took a risk, but because they have not built a good roster, I think that's very clear. And so, you know, they made some mistakes. They brought in Russell Westbrook, thought maybe he was the piece. But anyway, getting back to LeBron, what difference does it make? Like, LeBron would have gotten, in your opinion, full credit for winning a title this year.
Yes.
While we're saying, basically, the take is, well, they haven't gotten LeBron enough help. So, like, Jordan never needed help. He was Jordan. So, my point is, like, yes, you could bolster up a 40-year-old LeBron and maybe take him deep in the playoffs, but you have to bolster him up. So, to me, his legacy was already set. He can't do anything one way or the other to affect it. It's not going to kill him if he goes out this first round. It's not going to, if he gets to the conference finals, it's not going to be the feather in his cap either.
See, I see it a lot. There's a lot of rungs on the ladder between just, you know, winning a title, which obviously he wants to do with Luka, and I think he still is very invested in that, or else he would have quit years ago. He would have retired years ago if he didn't still want to win a title. He doesn't have to be doing this.
He's here to play with his kids.
Yeah, okay. And then the other part is exiting in the first round. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Like, as the noted LeBron stan on the show, super fan, I could even say that's embarrassing. You know, here's the thing. The Luka trade was such a shockwave, and it even took Luka, like, it stunned him a little bit, right? It took him a moment to kind of get his bearings. But you know what? They ended up becoming one of the good, best defensive teams in the league, ironically, after he got there, because he's been a defensive sieve now in the playoffs. But they ended up, like, putting together what you thought was going to be the super competitive team. They get the 3 seed in an ultra-competitive West, and they're matching up against a Timberwolves team that, quite frankly, has not lived up to expectations this year. The expectations on Minnesota were way bigger last year. So, to me, to exit to a team that, you know, you have the two, besides Anthony Edwards, we can quibble, but you've got the two best players in the series. Since when in the NBA does that not equal?
You think LeBron's the two best players?
We can quibble about Anthony Edwards.
There's no quibble. Anthony Edwards is ahead of LeBron now.
Okay, so you have two of the best three players in the series.
Yes, that's right. Probably fair.
And you're going to exit 3-1, possible gentleman sweep, and everyone's who cares? It's LeBron. Like, guys, come on. That's going to hurt. That's going to sting.
You know that the Lakers and the T-Wolves had the same regular season record, right?
Listen, I'm just saying that no one was expecting much from the T-Wolves this year. They made a trade that made it look like the team got worse. They've got, on paper, they got guys who have been unproven in the playoffs who have not done it in the playoffs, like Julius Randle and others, big question marks. And congrats to them. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from their moment. I'm just saying that for the Lakers to go out in a gentleman sweep to them would be embarrassing. But I'm curious what people think. 888-710-4ISN.
I mean, I'm not sure that's how NBA fans view the T-Wolves. It's almost like the team we forgot about. I'm like, oh, darn, this team is super talented. By the way, this series is not over by a long stretch of way, because the T-Wolves are quite poorly coached, in my opinion. Their offense can turn into hot garbage, and they need Jaden McDaniels to go off to win games. But
they have your single least favorite player in the entire NBA.
Who, Rudy Gobert?
You'd love to use he's on the court. This guy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not what do I always say about Luka and James Harden? When you're playing against a team with James Harden and Luka, you always know where the ball is. So it was no surprise to me that Dante DiVincenzo had the key steal when Luka was out dribbling around half court. I mean, you're seeing the worst Luka. He is definitely holding on the ball too long because he thinks he has to put this team on his back. The Lakers are just, they've somehow almost immediately recreated the Dallas Mavericks team. And there's no way Luka was carrying that Mavericks team to a title. And I don't think that this Luka team, there's no way. They weren't even close against the Celtics. Wait, they weren't even close.
Okay, but maybe the Celtics were beating everybody last year because the Celtics had been, you know, battle tested, and maybe it was just their time. But you cannot, like, I feel like we're doing, this is like politics. Like, a fact is a fact. And the fact of the matter is, the Dallas Mavericks made the finals last year, and they were led there by Luka. Like, it's unassailable. There were no major injuries that happened to their opponents on the way where you're just like, oh, gosh, now Shea got hurt and he wasn't playing or whatever. That didn't happen. You can say the matchups weren't there, but that's kind of BS. Isn't that what you figure out matchups? You try to find, you know, it's playoff basketball, right? It's not like they got gifted a Kevin Durant Achilles injury or something that Olayed another team to a title.
Right, but nobody...
They got there fair and square.
Coming into this season, nobody was talking about the Mavericks as a title hopeful. Honestly, everyone's like, this is the Thunder's year coming in. It was the Thunder. Nobody was...
Well...
Yeah. I mean, people were into I missed it. If Dallas was some juggernaut coming in. Like, yeah, they made this run last year, but there were a lot of circumstances around that. I mean, they just... Luka, the problem with Luka is just Luka has the ball in his hands all the time. So how do you build that second superstar around him? And I don't know that that's so easy to solve. You think that they're on a trajectory to a championship? I don't see it. They have to tinker with something.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're talking to me about scheme and Luka and how he plays. I'm talking about what happened. And what happened is they got to the finals, and yes, they did lose. Why would I think they could get back to the finals? Because clearly they have some kind of formula that works, right?
I mean, they barely made the playoffs this year with Luka.
But here's the thing. You also had a team where, you know what team made it to the finals? And I was like, man, I don't know where this is going. Jimmy Butler's Miami Heat.
Yeah.
That team made it to the finals. And wait a minute, what?
No, very similar.
No, because Jimmy's in his mid-30s. Luka's in his mid-20s. And he's already made 5 All-NBA teams. And he's a rocket ship. You may not like the way he plays, but you can't argue with the results.
Yeah, he's James Harden 2.0. He's definitely going to have
never made the finals.
Right.
Well, he did with Oklahoma City when he was coming off the bench.
I'm just saying, not as the focal point. He made it Game 7 against a much better Warriors team than anybody that Luka beat. I mean, I just think there's a limit to that kind of player. Let me ask you this. Like, who's the compliment to Luka to win the title? Is it Giannis? It ain't LeBron. It ain't a 40-year-old LeBron. I don't know. I don't see this team. So why are you killing? Like, it's embarrassing for LeBron. There's no embarrassment about losing to the T-Wolves. Do you think people are going to be laughing at LeBron for this? Guy's at 40 years old scoring 27 points a game. He's actually a miracle.
Here's, I think, what we've really discovered in this first couple minutes of the show. I think Perloff is a Nico was right guy. Nico was right?
Well,
Harrison, that is the Mavs GM who traded Luka.
Well, I never, you know, I'm famously not a fan of like the high usage offensive. Yeah. I've never been a Luka fan.
So you think Nico was right?
No, because Nico didn't get anything for him. He basically gave him away for free. He could have gotten like nine draft picks. He
so the trade was bad, and we can all say the return wasn't good.
Oh, but the Mavericks.
The idea of trading him, you get.
If you could have gotten the right return. But yeah, the Mavericks were never winning a title. I don't think. I mean, Dirk won one, but the dude was 7 feet tall and a great team player. And that was a miracle that they won one. A miracle. They really shouldn't have even won one.
Well, they got to another finals.
Well,
they were in the finals twice.
Two, actually.
Yeah,
they should have won that one. But
they should have won the early one.
They should
not have. They should not be. I mean, Jason Terry outgunned LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. That was a surprise title, in my opinion. Like, it's not easy to win this title. EJ keeps saying, well, everyone gets theirs now. I don't think the Mavericks were headed for a title. No, not at all.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're asking you, would a first-round exit for LeBron James and Luka Doncic, how much would this reflect back on LeBron?
Okay.
We also had a scuffle last night between a superstar and someone's dad.
Someone got to Deion?
Shockingly, the story does not involve Deion.
Oh.
It's the first one in weeks. We do have some Deion news, though, actually.
Is it T. Morant? Who are we talking about?
It was not T. Morant.
It's not LeBron? It's only got LeBron?
Shockingly, yeah, right. It could be LeBron. He is a dad.
Yeah. An NBA dad.
He's the only one actually allowed on the court. This dad is not allowed on the court. So we have some of that, and we have Shaq and Chuck arguing about it, so it's all fun.
Do it again, Chuck.
And we've got more NFL draft fallout for you, including what shocked us yesterday about the Cleveland Browns. It's the Maggie and Perloff show. What would a first-round exit, by the way, back-to-back first-round exits, but specifically this year for LeBron, how bad would that be? 888-710-4ISN.
I didn't even know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can talk.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So today is Wednesday. The draft was last Thursday night, the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I listened to a lot of NFL podcasts, and I heard the same theme on every one. Oh, yeah, there were other guys drafted last week besides Shedeur Sanders, but Shedeur Sanders took the news away from the Browns-Jaguars trade, took everything away from Cam Ward going number one. I didn't realize ESPN didn't even air the Cam Ward interview when he was drafted.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they were right. They stuck
they were
in the
so
middle.
Busy talking about Shedeur?
No, it was the Jags-Browns trade. Knock that out. Anyway, the whole draft. And then all these NFL podcasts do the same thing. They talk about the other draft picks, and then they get back to Shedeur. Because at the end of the day, that's anyone. It is the Shedeur draft. I don't care about the other seven rounds. This was all about Shedeur Sanders, and it is going to be felt for a long time in NFL circles.
I know. This stuff is so disingenuous, though. You know, it's like everyone robbed Cam Ward of his moment. It's like, it's a TV show. You're not entitled to airtime, you know? And I know that sounds really harsh, but like, you know, there was... Cam Ward is now going to be in our lives for the next 10 years. We can espouse all the great things about him and all of that. Like he's the only one who's got a guaranteed starting job. Like things are good for Cam Ward. He just made $40 million. Like he's okay. I don't think he needed Mel Kiper going off about his intangibles.
As a Hurricanes fan on the show, Maggie's no longer good in Miami.
That's fine.
Cam Ward's dad is not going to like what he said. Cam Ward said nothing, but his dad says something. You don't think... I get it.
It's a television show. Come on. And here, this is the other thing. We do this in the NBA where it's like, nobody's talking about the Cavs and the Thunder enough. It's like, yeah, because you want to know why? There's like 5,000 times more Laker fans than there are, and we're serving them. And like, that's just part of it.
It's funny. The Timberwolves are up 3-1 on the Lakers, and everybody should be talking about Anthony Edwards becoming the face of the league. And we did that last year.
He got plenty of that last year. A heated debate on.
Yeah, but now that he's 23, age old 23, we just talked about Luka and LeBron, of course. Now, I get it. There are always debates. But regardless, I agree with you. Cam Ward's going to be fine. But it is funny. Shedeur just knocked every draft pick off their pedestal. Usually we're talking about 6 or 7 interesting picks. It is crazy to me that no one cares. It's all about this one quarterback who went in the 5th round.
Well, I mean, he's not just any quarterback. So you got Hall of Famers weighing in. I know we're on in Dallas, Texas, in the Fort Worth area. And so I'm hoping you'd like to hear a little Michael Irvin stuff. Okay, so Michael Irvin, is this a pod? His pod? I don't know. Anyway, Michael Irvin, Manny, let's hear it. He's incensed about Shedeur falling because, first of all, it cost Shedeur a ton of money.
The $50 million robbery of Shedeur Sanders. Because that's what I just witnessed. Everywhere we've seen, everything we've seen, everybody that has seen him play said he is the one or two in this draft.
Okay, so this was on Instagram. Michael Irvin just using his platform to tell everybody that Shedeur Sanders was robbed of $50 million because he didn't go in the first round. Here's more from Irvin. Now speculating, not just on the money that was lost, but what happened? Why did the Browns actually take him in the 5th round? They had taken Dillon Gabriel in the 3rd, and Michael Irvin has a conspiracy theory.
I've never, never seen them position the cameras and position, give forewarning about who's about to be drafted. I wonder if Cleveland got a call from somebody in the NFL saying, we got to draft this kid. You just robbed this young man of $50 million. And it wasn't on his playing ability. Wow. Shame on you.
Okay. I got to hand it to Irvin. I didn't have this on my bingo card that the NFL called in a favor to the Browns and said, hey, can you grab Shador so we can stop this slide, Pearl? What do you think of Michael Irvin's assessment?
I think it's more, I think Dion called in a favor. I don't think the NFL did. I definitely think there was a relationship here somewhere that got him drafted, because football-wise, it made no sense. You took Dylan Gabriel in the third round.
Right.
So I'm firmly of the school that it was an owner thing. And I don't think it came from the NFL. I think it came between the Haslam-Deion Sanders relationship.
And is there one? I mean, Deion had taken to Twitter, and I know this is back in 2018, but this tweet resurfaced where Deion said, why would anyone want to play quarterback for the Browns? I don't know if that... You know, maybe that all was forgiven after that, water under the bridge, but...
I don't know. I figured there's some circle of former NFL superstars, or Deion's friends with Peyton, who's friend. I just assume there was some connection there. Deion's very connected. You don't think that Jimmy Haslam got word from one of his buddies, hey, can you help out Deion here?
Well, oof, I guess here's the question, though. Why would the Browns do that? Like, why? What do they owe Deion? Like, Jerry Jones, I can understand. Mm-hmm. If Deion called Jerry, said, listen... I gave you a lot of great memories. I'm one of your all-time great players. Whatever you want to say, like there's actually a playing history here. Mm. Or if you call the 49ers or something like that, the Falcons. I don't get why anyone owes Deion anything. This is such a cutthroat business, the NFL. That why is anyone doing favors even in the fifth round?
Oh, I don't think so. It works like that at all. This is a league of favors. I think that there's relationships. For example. EJ's Jets, don't they hire whoever Peyton Manning likes that day?
But they're a bad franchise.
But I think
shouldn't do that.
I think it's a relationship league. I mean, listen, they're not pure analytics. It's like, who do you know? I think relationships are huge. I'm not saying that it's like LeBron getting Bronny drafted, but I do think there's a lot of that kind of influence. And I think, yeah, I definitely think somebody got a call. Hey, we gotta help this family out. Deion is so connected. Everybody loves Deion. Deion's been in the NFL Network for 20 years. He was a Hall of Fame player. You telling me he doesn't know somebody to help out here?
I'm just saying connected is one thing. Where's your leverage? What does Deion do for anything? Like, you could say, Deion, yeah, we loved you as a player, but what's the power he's holding over the Browns to even ask for a favor
this? Well, I mean, just influence. I mean, he's a big voice in the NFL. He's somebody who you probably don't want to start a feud with. He's an important guy in the football industry. You don't think so?
I just don't think the Browns would ever give a flying... there's no connection there to me. To me,
and also,
you want to alienate him if you're Jerry Jones, you got relationships, maybe you guys still have business together, something like that. But the Browns feel pretty out of left field. Anyway, I was surprised that Michael Irvin went to that spot where he's saying that he thinks someone in the NFL, he said the NFL, you're saying Deion, someone in the NFL called the Browns and said, take Shador and end this madness, right? End this slide. And that's how he got drafted. The only time I've ever heard of Roger Goodell getting involved with a draft pick, Perloff, was Michael Sam.
Right.
And that was, you know, to have the first openly gay player being drafted. The NFL wanted to show, look how much we've evolved here. You know, we are not, you know, this sport is modern. We can keep up with the times. And we know that Roger Goodell made a call to the Rams. Shador doesn't have that same, there's not like a statement here, you know? This is not like progress, you know, societally or whatever.
Why would Goodell, why would Jimmy, I don't think they're on the best terms. I don't think Jimmy Haslam's a popular owner in the owner's room.
Probably not.
He's, I think he tries to, he's done some things the NFL doesn't like. Like, why would you call
Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract? Yeah, I'm sure the owners
and I think they've screwed around with the building and a lot of different things. Why would Goodell call Haslam to draft him? He would call somebody he likes.
That's why I'm like, I generally am here for all sports conspiracy theories, but I think Irving sounds a little bananas on this one. I don't think he's right on this. EJ, you think he's got a point?
I didn't agree with it, but the more I'm thinking about it, it's like, well, I think Shador falling even more would have looked bad. Like,
do you think it was trending towards him not getting drafted? I mean, once you get to the fifth round, it's...
Yeah, I mean, there was a point where I remember being here Friday night and Connor Green works with us was like, I don't know if he's going to get drafted. It sounded crazy at the time. But then you go through another day and he doesn't get drafted. And I'm like, well, if you're not going to draft him here, like, what? Why would you want to bring all this static to a fifth or sixth or seventh round pick? Like,
we still don't know the answer to that.
To me, like, you deal with that because it's a first round pick. You say because the guy is good and we're going to make the investment. Like, why would you waste a fifth round pick on a guy who's going to bring all these headaches?
Yeah. Especially for, you know, we've been talking about backup quarterbacks, right? And like, what do teams generally want out of their backups? Like, to kind of blend in.
Anonymity, basically. Yeah. And Shador is the opposite of that. So for the league, though, we already see how the conversation has devolved into race, culture, everything, you know, collusion.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if he went further, if he was a 6th-round pick or a 7th-round pick or didn't get drafted, like, those conversations get a lot louder. So maybe, I don't know. It just, I don't agree, but it is interesting.
But why Cleveland?
Because Cleveland doesn't have a quarterback. I think if you're going to call a team and say, hey, guys, like, stop messing around here.
Yeah.
Like, you got Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. Don't tell me that Shador can't enter your QB room and you can't figure something out.
Well, I wonder if
you're
going to make a call like that. Let's just say Michael Irvin is right and the NFL called the Browns and said, do us a solid and take Shador Sanders in the 5th round. If I'm the Browns, I'm like, then give me the draft. Like, then give me something. I want something really big here. You know, I'm probably not getting a Super Bowl, but, you know, being in Cleveland in February is not anyone's idea of a good time, but maybe give me the draft.
Cleveland getting the draft definitely is something I could see happening.
But I also think that, we're still on this like league conspiracy that doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, Michael Irvin said
but I also think Jimmy Haslam wants to get in on all this Deion fame. Like, you know, I'm just trying to, I'm looking at some connections between Cleveland and Deion. I guess they met for a while in April. Like, I think Jimmy Haslam wants in on all
this. Like
this
month.
Yeah, this month. That they, you know, he likes, I think this is like right up Haslam's alley. He's been looking for a star forever. You know, it seems very consistent with the way he operates, right? I mean, the Deshaun Watson thing was pure Haslam.
Sure.
And the other thing too, so I did know there was a connection. The QB coach in the Browns is Bill Musgrave, who's one of Deion's teammate and really, really good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely, Deion has friends. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he needed Goodell to make a call. I think Deion has a lot of relationships. In fact, I think if Deion could do this all over again, he would have managed the whole situation differently. You said it. He was way too arrogant. Deion was way too arrogant about where his kid was going. I don't think he understood. And then by the time he tried to tone down the rhetoric mid-April, about 2 weeks before the draft, it was too late.
No doubt. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. What do you think? So we'll make a call to get Shador drafted, or did the Browns just hatch this one on their own? It's all pretty dumb. Andrew Bogish is here with the latest.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm assuming the Manny and EJ of Milwaukee Sports Radio were laying out their best Bucks gear with Milwaukee up 7 in the final minute of overtime in Indiana last
night. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
About to extend this series to Game 6 without Damian Lillard, but then a collapse.
Here comes Halliburton. Hits the timeline with 7. Outside the arc with 5. Driving in the lane at the goal. He lays it in with 1 3/10 seconds to go. Milwaukee has no timeouts. They have to go the length. Ball is going to be played in by Antetokounmpo. He gets it to Trent, and this one is over. Unbelievable.
There were 2 Gary Trent Jr. turnovers before that Tyrese Halliburton hoop. Then one more Milwaukee miss for a 119-118 Pacer thievery. Oof. Indy scoring the final 8 points of the game to end this series in 5. Afterwards, Giannis said they let down the injured Lillard.
He came back maybe earlier than what he's supposed to. Went down, sacrificed his, you know, body for us. And I felt like as a team, win or lose, home or road, playoff game, no playoff game, like the least we can do is show up and win a game for Dame.
Giannis would not discuss his future post-game, but trade speculation, of course, is already swirling.
And that's all that happened? He didn't get into a scuffle with a certain other star's dad? You're saving that one?
I was leaving that for you guys.
Oh.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Magic are also done, losing Game 5 at home to the Celtics, 120-89. This game changing in the 3rd quarter. When Paolo Banchero picked up fouls 4 and 5, Boston outscored Orlando 31-9 to close the quarter with him on the bench, and they never looked back from there. The Knicks did not close out the Pistons, losing at the Garden 106-103.
I'm sad.
And the Nuggets took a 3-2 lead on the Clippers with a 131-115 home win. Jamal Murray, not sad. He scored 43 points in that one last night.
He's good.
In some other Luka Doncic news, he is covering the entire cost of restoring a Kobe and Gigi Bryant mural. It's in downtown L.A., and it was recently vandalized.
He's a nice guy.
The Edmonton Oilers won their third straight game, 3-1 in L.A., taking a 3-2 lead on those Kings. And Vegas took a 3-2 lead on Minnesota with a 3-2 OT win. The Wild had the potential game-winning goal with 75 seconds left in regulation, wiped out on a challenge. The play was offside. Because once was not enough, the Yankees did it again.
Gibson deals, pitch swing on, line drive, right field. Right. Laureano going back, he's looking up. That's gone! Baby! Ben Rice, line drive, home run, just above the scoreboard in right field. It's 3-0 Yankees. Hey now!
Dave Sims on Yankees radio. What he didn't tell you was that Ben Rice followed home runs by Aaron Judge and Trent Grisham.
Back-to-back
homers to start the game in Baltimore. Rice knew what was at stake.
Yeah, it might have crossed my mind. I'm not going to lie. But you can't go up there thinking like that. You just got to simplify everything. Just look to make some hard contact. And that was my approach.
The Yankees are the first team ever to hit back-to-back-to-back homers to start a game twice in the same season. 6 solo shots total in a 15-3 rout of the Orioles.
Hey now!
Back to you guys.
Is that his signature call?
Hey now!
Oh, yeah. Do you not see the Howard Stern, Dave Sims back and forth?
Nope.
Apparently, well, Dave Sims has been doing Hey Now for a long time. He says it was influenced by a Frank Sinatra song that he liked as a kid. And Howard Stern Show has also been doing Hey Now for a really long time. And so it was like, well, who's going to take credit for Hey Now? And Howard Stern completely backed down. He was like, hey, we can all say Hey Now. It's a compliment. I thought it was going to get contentious for a minute. And this is a different Howard. This is a new, lighter touch Howard Stern.
When did all this happen? This spring?
Right when the season started. When Dave took over for John Sterling. Great. Big controversy, Pearl. I'm surprised that one didn't hit your timeline.
No.
All right. Well, you missed out. It's a fun 24 hours.
By the way, Hey Now for me is a Smash Mouth, by the way. Hey Now.
Oh, that's not the Hey Now. You're wrong.
You mean the Shrek?
Yeah.
What about the Hillary Duff song that goes, Hey Now, Hey Now, this is what dreams are made of.
Oh, that too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Wow.
You guys are the
I was going to give Manny a lot of credit for discovering Aerosmith recently, but now that credit has been rescinded with the Hailey Duff mention.
I hate it.
Hillary
here.
Duff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hillary. Haley's got songs too.
Who in the heck is that?
Yeah, come on. That's crazy.
It's the sister.
That's like talking about Wayne Gretzky's brother. Like,
it's Hillary, a Frank Stallone. Yeah.
What was the Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson? What did he say? He said,
that's correct, sir.
That's Phil Hart.
Well, that was the SNL.
He didn't say hey now.
He may have.
He said hey something. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Oh, hey-o, yeah. Like, hey, let's laugh. Hey-o. Yeah, there's a long history of hey now. I think we can all have it now.
And if the Yankees continue to hit home runs like this, he's going to have to say it every 5 minutes. Pat Boyle, doing a great job on the overnights. Quickly, our pal Dave's in Kentucky. Dave, what do you think about this idea? Michael Irvin had it, that the league called the Browns and said, hey, do us a solid and take Shador Sanders.
All right, so my thing is, what if everybody's completely wrong and the Browns took Shador because Deion's going to be their next coach?
Could be. Why not?
Well, I mean, it'd be a big
Shador
leap, though, because
he's only played for his father.
Yeah, well, it's actually not a big leap at all. NFL?
But here's the deal, though. He's a fifth-round pick now. I know you said yesterday a fifth-round pick in name only, and yeah. I think you're right about that. But, like, he is buried on the depth chart. Like, that is an actual fact. We have no idea what's going to happen. So if he's third string, you're not bringing in Deion.
Right, but it's not a stretch to say Stefanski's going to get fired after this year. And Deion is a winning. I know people don't think he won at the high level, but he's a winning college coach. Like, guys like that jump to the NFL all the time. It's certainly not a crazy stretch at all.
I guess I understand it. I totally understand it. And the idea that Deion wants to coach Shador. I just feel like the Sanders family all took a huge hit this weekend. Like, the bubble got popped, I thought. Now, and I'm not taking away that Deion did win in Colorado. I'm not taking away anything that they did in Colorado. But obviously, the league's not looking at it the same way. They're looking at Travis Hunter the same way. They think he is worth everything, all the hype. But the league spoke and said Shador's not worth the hype. So
that's so funny. I still think if things work out well, say these two quarterbacks they have in Colorado are awesome, Juju Lewis and Caden Salter, and if they win 10 games, I think the NFL will definitely make calls for Deion.
But why did the Browns draft Dylan Gabriel if their plan was to draft
Shador? That part I don't know. I was just talking about Deion as a coach. That doesn't strike me as crazy. I mean, I think he has to win a little more at Colorado, but if he really wants to put his name out there, don't you think a team would bite on that at some point?
Deion in the NFL makes sense. The plan of the Browns from the caller to draft Shador because they're going to hire Deion in 12 months.
Right. I don't think it's a plan.
Negated by Dylan Gabriel being there. They would have taken Shador where they took Gabriel if this was what they were
angling
for.
Not a plan in place. But then again, I think in this scenario, the guys who drafted Dylan Gabriel are going to be gone. Right.
Well, but here's the other thing. We praised the Browns Friday morning because they made a trade that got them a first-round pick for 2026. Right. So now, in theory, that's for a quarterback, right? We've talked to people from Cleveland. They love Arch Manning, the Haslams and Peyton, all this Tennessee connection and all that stuff. We don't know if Arch is going to come out. But this is setting up for next year for a quarterback. So you're going to bring Deion in to coach a non-Shador quarterback, potentially, like to coach Cade Klubnik.
Well, no, doesn't make any sense. But no, I don't think in the scenario that we're painting, if Deion goes to Cleveland, then Shador has to be. But it's not unrealistic. Shador is on the roster, and they got Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel. It's not the hardest job to win. So it's totally. I mean, listen, would you be shocked in 3 years if Deion was coaching Shador somewhere in the NFL, and it might not even be Cleveland?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think I actually would be surprised if it was Cleveland, but.
Yeah, it could be the next team. That's a good point, too. But then, I mean, listen, I wonder, too, this is relevant to your Giants, too. If the owner says, I want to tank and get a quarterback next year, does that coach really get to stay? Does Stefanski really get to stay if they're 3-14? I think that's a dicey situation. Gerard Mayo, they're like, you have a year to work with. Boom, you're fired.
It's like, you have no idea what you're doing. Get out of here. Even though we knew you probably had no idea what you were doing.
Yeah, we wanted you actively to lose, and then you lost. So I think Stefanski's in a tough spot. I mean, I would not want to be him right now.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I have another question off of the Browns quarterback room that I want to ask you right after this. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Hey now!
Nanny discovers Tom Petty. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We were just talking about this theory that Michael Irvin, who I know has been through a lot in his past, Pearl, but he thinks that the NFL made a phone call to the Browns and kind of called in a favor or asked them to draft Shador Sanders so that he wouldn't fall any further than the fifth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Round. Right. That sounds kind of crazy. I don't know what the Browns, why they would want to do that, what kind of favor they asked for. Do they have any leverage here? All that. But can I ask you this other question off of the Browns quarterback room, which we've been talking about? Like, does Shador have a shot to actually start some games this year?
Is that the question?
No. Yeah. Is it the worst quarterback room in the NFL is my question.
Oh.
I think the Saints are probably of the most unknown with Derek Carr's injury, Spencer Rattler, and now with Tyler Shuck.
Oh, this is exactly when Derek Carr, by the way, has 36 touchdowns. And this okay. is such Derek, exactly when you count out Derek Carr, and he does this his entire life. If he puts in the effort, he could probably have a good year. But I would definitely give, if I think Derek Carr plays, I think the shoulder thing is a contract dispute.
Mm, it's secretly a weird way to play a dispute. Like, I'm so hurt,
I'm positive this is about his money. I heard a thing the other day where he was complaining about his money a month ago, and then the shoulder injury comes out. And then, anyways, besides that, I am going to have faith in Derek Carr and give the Saints a slight nod over the Browns.
Okay. I mean, there's dicier rooms maybe. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen in Indianapolis, like between Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones, and now Riley Leonard. Like, I don't love any of those possibilities.
The
New York Giants, like, do you love a Russell Wilson, James no. Winston, now Jackson Dart? The Jets, who decided not to go quarterback.
It's Tyrod Taylor and Fields.
And Fields is not so awe-inspiring. They may have the worst quarterback room.
Jets?
No, the Browns.
Oh, Browns? Yeah, no, I think it is the Browns. They have, I mean...
Well, I mean,
who's getting you excited there except
Flacco
for Shador?
Yeah, I guess Flacco has maybe the biggest upside of a lot of guys we mentioned, but he's so old.
So I was thinking about Flacco and how... Because Flacco's odds to be the starter are like 12 to 1. They're the longest odds, and I was at first I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Of course, the veteran would probably win the job out of camp. I'm like, no. The Browns actually are probably need him to be the closer. Like, you keep Flacco on ice for most of the season, see what Pickett can do, and then if you need Flacco to help you make a playoff push, that's when you put him in. But seriously, like, Pittsburgh Steelers, that's a rough quarterback room.
But yeah,
Mason Rudolph, now they have Will Howard, you have Skylar Thompson, but we think Rodgers is coming.
Yeah, if you add Rodgers, and also I think Rudolph's probably a little better than some of these guys we're mentioning.
Rudolph better than Kenny Pickett?
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah. Rudolph will win. I'm telling you, Rudolph will have an above 500 winning percentage. For whatever you say about it, yeah, he's not good, but he's definitely going to win in that team. Because that's what the Steelers do. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Are the Browns tanking, though? So is this by design?
Well, it's crazy because Mary Kay Cabot, who's been covering the Browns for, you know, decades, she said yesterday, Andrew Berry, she thinks, is one of the best GMs in the NFL. Quibble there. But that the team they've built has all pros and pro bowlers at some very, very key positions. Pass rush, corner, not quarterback, obviously, not receiver. They just added a lot to the running back room, and their offensive line is, you know, highly touted.
Offensive line never stays healthy, right? I think that's a big risk with that offense. You know where I think, and I've been hesitant to bring this up, but I think I see a player differently than you guys.
Who's that?
I think Myles Garrett is great, but I'm not sure Myles Garrett tears up games consistently to the point where he is such a difference maker, because he was good last year and he just doesn't show up every week. Because I bet on the Browns all the time. For some reason, I was into them. And I'm telling you, he will disappear. There are certain games where you just do not hear from him.
Well, I, you know, to be fair, I don't know if that happens all the time, but can you kind of say that about every guy in that position? Like, there are games where Micah Parsons is not as effective. There's games when T.J. Watt disappears, Nick Bosa sometimes. But it happens with that position because so much else has to go right.
Yeah, I think that people say, like, why didn't they win with Myles Garrett being that great? I honestly don't think, and you look at, like, T.J. Watt has, I think, leads the league in forced fumbles every year. Myles Garrett does not.
Yeah, but where was T.J. Watt when they were losing five in a row?
There is no doubt in my mind T.J. Watt was hurt last year. There's just no possible way. I think that, yeah, and also T.J. Watt, he can't win games alone. You're right, a pass rusher can't do it. So I don't know. I just don't think, people talk about Myles Garrett. I don't think he's Reggie White. I think he's good. I think he's really, really good. I do not think he's the ultimate game changer. So Mary Kay was talking about that team yesterday. She named some players. I'm like, yeah, they're really, really good players, but I still see closer to a tank, personally.
Well, it also hasn't, they've had these players for a while,
right.
And it hasn't
exactly
amounted to jack, you know, one playoff win. So it's hard to say, like, wow, we've got this real sleeping giant of a roster. I don't see it that way.
One thing that was really buried by the Shadur deal was the Mason Graham, the risk of taking Mason Graham. I get it, you got a first-round pick, but there's a chance Travis Hunter is a top 30 all-time NFL player. I don't see that with Mason Graham. I mean, Mason Graham's a defensive tackle. He's not going to be Aaron, unless he's Aaron Donald. I just don't see that.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talking all things Browns. They have the worst quarterback room in the NFL heading into the season. Okay, we have more NFL draft stuff to unpack. And then we got this really weird, is there any other story around Belichick and his girlfriend that's not weird? Can we get a normal story about these two? It's impossible.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.